ಆದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ವೇತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಚಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮನಸಿಕ್ಷಾ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಶಿವರಾಮ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಗುರವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೋಷ್ಠೆ. ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ರೀಕ್ಯಾಪ್. ವಿಲ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗೋಷ್ಠಾಲಯಿಷು ಸುಜನೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಭೂಸುರಗಣಿ. ತ್ರೀ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಕನಿಷ್ಠ ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಉತ್ತಮ. ಉತ್ತಮ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಷ್ಠಾಲಯಿಷು, ಮಧ್ಯಮ ಇಸ್ ಸುಜನೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಕನಿಷ್ಠ ಇಸ್ ಭೂಸುರಗಣಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಬೋಲ್ ರೋ ನಾ ಓ ಏ ಯೂಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಲ್. ಅಲಗ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್. ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಇಸ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಸೊ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಧ್ಯಮ. He says, there are three classes of devotees mentioned here. Goshtalayishu means, Goshtalayishu means pure devotees or those who are residents of Vrindavan. They do not aspire to go to Vaikuntha or to worship any other form of the Lord. They reside in Vrindavan. It is not simply that they are residing in Bhauma Vrindavan or this manifest realm, but rather they are in the Aprakrita or in the unmanifest Vrindavan. Either in person they are living there or by means of meditation. In other words, they are partaking in Krishna's transcendental pastimes one way or another. That is called as Goshtalayishu. And they are considered to be Uttamadhikaris. Okay. So, Sri Vrajavasi Jan are the pure devotees who actually reside in the sacred dham and render loving service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. They do not aspire even for Vaikuntha, what to speak of desiring any sense enjoyment or liberation. In order to render loving service to the divine couple, they reside in Vraja in person or by meditation. And they are therefore considered to be the very highest level of devotees or most advanced Uttamadhikaris. Okay. Sujane. Gurav Goshte Goshtaleshu Sujane. Su means very good and refers here to practicing devotees, sadhakas, or those devotees who are aspiring for perfection in Vrindavan. They may also be imbued with awe and reverence. In other words, they are not yet fully developed in their intimate relationship with the Lord. Or for that matter, they may even aspire for service in places like Mathura and Dwaraka. These devotees are considered Madhyama Bhaktas. They may even worship the deity. They may even worship other deities. Matlab Radha Krishna chodke. Then there are Bhusuragane or Brahmanas who worship according to the Varnashram system. They are considered to be Kanishta or third class. This is a different division, a subdivision of first, second and third class devotees that we generally use. General usage case of sin is a division. So this is about Gurav, Goshte, Goshtalayishu, Sujane, Bhusuragane. So three more remaining. ಸ್ವಮಂತ್ರೆ ಶ್ರೀನಾಮ್ನಿ ವ್ರಜ ನವಯುವ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಶರಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ಮರಿ, ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪಿಂಗ್ ಲವ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬೈ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಬೌವ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್, ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ಗುರವ್ ಗೋಷ್ಠೆ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಸ್ವಮಂತ್ರೆ ಶ್ರೀನಾಮ್ನಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವ್ರಜ ನವಯುವ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಶರಣೆ. ಸೊ ಅಬೌಟ್ Rati for Swamantra. So here, Shivaram Swami Maharaj writes, Mantra refers to the Gayatri Mantras, both the 24 and a half syllabled Gayatri Mantra and the 18 syllabled Gopal Mantra. गोपाल मंत्र कौन सा सेकंड लास्ट गोपी जनवल्लभा Devotees who are Brahman initiated should know the meanings of these mantras, which are discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita in depth. And 24 and a half kya hai?
Pehle wala
hai kya?
Aur
ise Krishna hai, Govinda hai, Klim Krishna hai, Klim Kamadeva hai, Vidne, Pushpabana hai, then no one has to check. Over.
I think we Because
Gayatri is common. Devotees who are Brahmin initiated should know the meanings of these mantras which are discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita in depth. And they should meditate very seriously and conscientiously on these discussions. I think Adi Leela mein. This subject is not to be taken lightly. Unfortunately, devotees may take it quite lightly. Chanting these mantras is like being requested to do puja 3 times a day. We should be thinking, I am doing aarti to Radha and Krishna. That is what Gayatri mantra means, that every day we are worshipping on the altar. That is why devotees are meant to do achaman, or actually purify themselves before chanting. Actually, we have to do it actually. At least hands, mouth wash karke to at least kam se kam karna chahiye. We should bathe before we go on an altar and we dress in clean cloth and apply fresh tilak and then we worship. But this mantra worship is for advanced people. It isn't simply that we worship with a stick of incense and some ghee lamp and some flower, but rather we are meant to be worshipping Swaha. Swaha means we are offering our heart. So when we don't know how to worship with our heart, then we simply get caught up on the mental platform, wondering when we can start on our prasadam. When we cannot offer our heart, worship with our heart, then we are meditating, Hare Prasad kab chalo.
Khatam karne ke liye sir. Prasad ke dupair ka bol rahe kya mainly?
Kaun sa?
Prasad hum do lunch ke pehle karte hai sir.
Jo bhi hai, ye sab khatam hai, ye kab prasad kab hoga? But this worship is what Gayatri Mantra means. It is meant as an internal worship which should be very seriously done by Brahmanas. Brahmanas are actually worshipping Krishna by offering themselves to Krishna. Very serious business. Next, Rati for Srinam, Srinamni. The same understanding applies to Srinamni, the holy name of the Lord. Chanting the holy name of the Lord is also offering ourselves. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. This is an offering of ourselves, our body, mind and soul in service to Krishna, to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, engaging in their eternal pastimes. We want to be engaged in that kind of service. We are asking to be engaged in that kind of service. So what is the first symptom of proper chanting? The first symptom of proper chanting will be that one will be very serious and will beg Krishna to accept us and engage us in that service. All of these mantras are meant to be chanted without offense. Even if one does commit offenses, still the best thing to do is simply chant the name of the Lord. But if one wants the real effect of these mantras, they should be chanted properly. We can compare the situation to doing puja. If when you do your puja, you are going on the altar dirty, or you are doing all kinds of nonsense things, then you will not expect the same result as if you do everything strictly according to the rules. So first symptom of proper chanting is very serious attitude of begging Krishna to accept us and engage us in his service. And second symptom of serious chanting is sincere endeavor to avoid offenses. Yeah, he would be begging to engage one in service and he will be sincerely trying to avoid that in offenses. Then he says, Aye Swantar Bratas Chatubir Abhiyache Dhritapada. Aye Swantar Bratas Chatubir Abhiyache Dhritapada. So that's what he is telling, begging. Now we are falling at the feet of our mind and begging to be able to engage in this type of service. Because we are trying to get some very, very great thing, some unprecedented thing. Ratim Apurvam Atitaram. As previously mentioned, this word unprecedented is important. Radha and Krishna are the supreme lover and beloved. And Krishna himself comes to try to appreciate the love of Srimati Radharani. Love that Srimati Radharani enjoys in his presence. Even Krishna cannot taste that because he is the object of that love and therefore he cannot taste it. Unless he comes as the actual receptacle of love, he cannot taste it. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just for that particular purpose. There are so many inhabitants in Vrindavan, beginning with the blades of grass and the cows, the servants, the cowherd boys, Yashoda, the gopis and so on. All of them enjoy a different gradation of loving relationship with Krishna. This is called as Rati. But none of them are Apurvam Atitaram. Ye Apurva Atitaram Rati kya hai? Be ready. He's going to tell something very interesting. They are fully satisfied in their service, all of them. And they are fully satisfied in the loving relationship. But amongst all of the loving relationships which transpire, that which is manifested or exhibited between Krishna and the gopis is considered to be the highest. Because it is the most complete and the fullest expression of the ability to love without any condition whatsoever. This is covered in detail in the 4th and 5th chapters of the Adi Leela and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know that Radha and Krishna are surrounded by the Ashta Sakhis, who are their most intimate associates. But there are even more intimate associates
than Ashta Sakhis.
Those who are assistants to these gopis and who are sometimes known as maid servants. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes this verse in the Govinda Lilamrita. Sprishati yadi mukundo radhikam tad sakinam bhavati vapushikam pasveda romancha bashpam adara madu mudasyas chet pibatyesha yatna bhavati vatatadasmin asam mattata chitrametat. This verse explains the position of these maid servants. They have a mood of friendship, but at the same time servitude to Radharani. Just as the author of Manasiksha, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, exhibited the same unalloyed dependence on Srimati Radharani's mercy. The gopis tend to be in the mood of friendship, but these other maid servants are in friendship and servitude. They are very intimately related with Radharani. So whatever particular ecstatic symptoms Radharani feels, they also feel. This is the purport, a love that is unprecedented. The unique thing, the reason why it is considered to be great is because it does not depend upon direct contact with Krishna.
Experience same without coming directly.
Rather by serving Radharani and making arrangements for her and Krishna to meet, the gopis automatically experience the highest pleasure that Radharani feels even from a distance. So Radha and Krishna are dancing and smiling and having a nice time, and these maid servants don't have to associate with Krishna in order to experience that same bliss. They do it from afar. This is how Srila Prabhupada encouraged us not to worry about having a direct relationship. Samboga Ichchamayi Tattat Bhava Ichchatmika. Two types of Kamanuga. Samboga Ichchamayi, aspiring for direct relationship, and Tattat Bhava Ichchatmika is trying to assist. That is what we are aspiring for. Actually, the most elevated relationship as described here, apurvam atitaram, is experienced automatically. Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye. It is manifest through the heart, and all the ecstatic symptoms that manifest on the body of the hero in Srimati Radharan are automatically also manifested on the bodies of her maid servants as well. The nature of these devotees of the Lord, the nature of their love, is that it completely brings Krishna under control. Not only does it bring Krishna under the devotee's control, but Krishna becomes purchased. He is respectful and reverential to the love of the devotees who are situated in this particular category of the followers of Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
So in this way, we come to the end of this section. So we will pause.